I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Twinkie dogs take up residence in the bellies of Battle Creek. But first, it's football season again. And when isn't it? Anyway, the NFL held its annual scouting combine this week in Indianapolis. This year, the story of which prospects had flourished or failed as they were put through their paces by NFL team scouts and brass was overshadowed by allegations of inappropriate and potentially illegal questioning. Joining me now is Mike Tanier of Sports on Earth. Mike, welcome back to Only a Game.
It's great to be on, and it sounds like some people took the world's biggest job interview storyline a little bit too far.
All right. You were at the Combine. You compared it to a music festival and Jets head coach Rex Ryan to Bruce Springsteen. Wait, what?
Well, a few years ago, he might have been Bruce Springsteen in that when he would come on at the end of the combine, day one or day two, everything stopped. Everyone stopped what they were doing and went to hear the Rex Ryan press conference because he would guarantee the Super Bowl, do a series of one-liners and kind of a comedy routine. It was a highlight. This year was a little bit different, a little more of a humbled Rex Ryan. And a funny thing happened at the end. When they announced a different general manager, lo and behold, people started leaving the Rex Ryan press conference, and you actually saw him looking around a little bit. It was kind of a sad moment. Maybe he was more like Genesis Duke. That was the time that he performed, and nobody cried for more.
You're getting way past my reference points here.
And I think everyone else is, but it was interesting to see how the rise and fall of Rex Ryan, if not Ziggy Stardust.
University of Colorado tight end Nick Cassa, Michigan's Denard Robinson, and Le'Veon Bell of Michigan State have all been subjected to questions that were indirectly about their sexual orientation. What were these questions?
These questions sound to me like they're variations on questions that have been asked for 10 or 15 years by NFL executives to these incoming prospects. Their questions are designed to throw them off their game a little bit during the interview process, while at the same time maybe get a little insight into who the player is. I remember they would ask questions of players like, so, do you like tall women? You know, with the qualifier in there of tall. And I think what happened this year is because of the Manti Te'o situation, we've now reached a level of awareness of what's really being asked with those questions.
The National Football League says it's investigating these claims. If a team representative did ask about a player's sexual orientation, that would be against league policy and against the law, right?
Absolutely. It's against league policy. It's against the collective bargaining agreement. It's against the law, and it's against what the NFL is trying to do in terms of being progressive on a variety of issues. And what I think that they are going to find they've come up against is the same thing they came up against in the Bounty case, where you have a changing culture over the course of 10, 15 years that a bunch of individuals who are older men who are in the super macho environment and climate, to coin a phrase, have not yet gotten that memo.
Mike, as you suggested, these questions most likely came up because of the controversy surrounding Manti Te'o and his imaginary internet girlfriend who turned out to be a man perpetrating a hoax. Te'o did poorly at the beginning. How was his overall combine performance?
Overall, very mixed. Ironically, the thing that he aced was when he spoke to the media, a lot of us felt very comfortable with the idea that this was something that we need to move on for. It's a controversy that had a lot of juice to it when it first came out and was full of these kind of wacky questions. Not a lot of meat on the bone in terms of it being something that speaks to his character very much when you really study the NFL Combine and realize there's a lot of people with some serious things in their background. This is not one of them. He then turned around and ran very slowly at the Combine. His drills were better. Even before this, most scouting experts had him as a late first-round pick, a second-round pick, a guy who becomes a starter but not a star in the NFL. He's still online for that. It's just that once one controversy faded, this very ancillary to him controversy has brewed, where, ironically, the one person who wasn't asked any question like this was Manti Te'o.
Mike Tanier writes for Sports on Earth. Mike, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Always a pleasure.